Welcome. Welcome, everybody. It's finally here. Welcome to Incredible. I'm Ryan Baker, and, well, I'm here to be me. I'm here to give you an unfiltered offering of everything. Pop culture, current events, millennials, drugs, and just general stories about my day-to-day, and how stupid human beings really can be. So yeah, give this a go, see if this pans out. Who knows? Maybe you'll see me on Jimmy Kimmel or something, and you'll be like, oh fuck, I know that guy. That's that fucking guy with the Instagram. He just talks and thinks he's really funny and like laughs at himself. yeah, I don't know. Only one way to find out. I am a New Englander. Born and raised, baby. I live right outside of Boston, the great city of Boston, home of all the best sports teams. At least everyone that lives here will tell you that, and you need to agree with them, or they will rip you out of your car and stone you to death. They take it serious here. It's no joke. It's no joke. It's like a fucking cult. But yeah, a lot of history here. A lot of history in Boston, Massachusetts. One could even argue that this great country that we live in started here, seeing that the first battle of the Revolutionary War took place here, aptly named the Boston Massacre. For those of you who never went to a history class in any year of school, or if you just moved here like a week ago, the Boston Massacre was basically a group of just regular ass people that started to throw rocks at British soldiers that were patrolling downtown. And the soldiers decided to take it upon themselves to light all the civilians up. They shot them all, just emptied a fucking clip into these fucking people. Totally insane. But I mean, that led to a bunch of other things, that, you know, read a book. It's in there. There was a couple more battles, and now we're here, and it's America. And that's the Revolutionary War. but yeah, Boston. They're building a fucking casino here. They're fucking building a casino. Who'd have thought? I know that people that live here, it's incredible. To even think that that is a thing. But I'm excited. I am excited not only for the fact that I will spend most of my time there, but I mean, there's, you know, there's good things. It's creating jobs, it's creating thousands of jobs. It's going to bring more revenue in than Massachusetts already steals with its taxes from all of its inhabitants. You know what, you could even say that it's going to clean up the city. it is going to clean this place up. Because you got to think, Darwinism at its finest. Every motherfucker with a gambling addiction within a 100-mile radius is going to be driving 150 fucking miles per hour to get there and spend every last penny of their child's college fund. And they're just going to go broke and eventually die. So, we're going to see. We're going to see how this pans out. Man. But yeah, Boston. It's a love hate here. It is what it is. Everybody here loves their coffee. Everybody here loves their Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I do not drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee. One, because it tastes like piss. And second, I'm a fucking adult. So I go to Starbucks. I like Starbucks because they have an app. They have an app. You can mobile order on the app. So it works out really good for my schedule. I'll, wake up and I'll order my coffee right from bed. I'll hop up, get in the car, drive down, and walk right in and you just grab your coffee. You don't even have to stand in the line. It's like when you go to Six Flags and you get the you pay like the extra money for the skip the line pass, except there's no extra money. I don't understand why everyone in the world wouldn't fucking mobile order. Who the fuck is still standing in a line? It's 2019. You shouldn't have to wait in a line anymore. It's done. Anyway, my neighborhood Starbucks has been having issues with their mobile app. The orders aren't coming through the system, I guess. I don't know. Basically, I ordered it one day, just like I do every day, hop in the car, drive down the street, and I walk in. And I skip the line. I'm like, hey, what's up? Yep, move aside, bitch. I get over to the little end cap where they put all the mobile orders, and mine's not there. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's a busy day. So I'm sitting there. 5 minutes is a long time. It doesn't sound like a long time when I say like, oh yeah, I had to wait 5 minutes. If you're sitting there waiting for five extra minutes at a Starbucks, it's a long ass fucking time. Now I'm already like, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of running, as I cut everything close too. So I'm already fucking like borderline running late. Now this is happening. And finally, a couple minutes later, one of the girls comes over and she's like, oh, are you all set? And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Am I all set? Like, I just like came in here to lean against the wall to like, get out of the rain. It's sunny out. No. I was like, no, I mobile ordered my coffee. And just waiting on it. And she was like, oh, well, what'd you get? And I was like, yeah, you just a large, just a Trenta, the large cup, coffee. And she was like, oh, okay. And she walks away, starts doing other shit. So now in my head, it's like, I'm like, did you hear
I'm like, okay, cool. Someone's going to die now. Because that's how it is when you haven't had coffee yet. It's like, damn, I could like taste some, I could like take somebody's life. Not in reality, though. But yeah, so then I'm still sitting there. I'm standing. I'm looking around. Mind you, too, I don't know if you've ever noticed this about a Starbucks. There's like 500 people working, but they only have one person down on the coffee part, like making the coffees. Everyone else chilling, sitting around, doing nothing. Absolutely fucking. There's a guy that he overheard the conversation that I had with the girl. He had a little rag in his hand, but he just kept on walking by with the rag. Like he didn't even hear the whole thing, and then starts like goes over to like, you know, the in Starbucks they have like the, you can like buy the coffee beans if you want to like go. I don't know why you would do that. Like, let me go to a place that makes my coffee for me and buy coffee beans so I can take that home and make it at that. That's, it's retarded. he goes over to the coffee beans and starts lifting up the bags of coffee beans and like dusting underneath them, like downtime work. He's doing downtime work. And I'm just sitting here like, what? Incredible. It's totally wild. And that's just how it's been. So now for the past week, I've been forced to kind of stand in line. I've been reduced to the same level of, you know, the same people that I used to walk by, like, yeah, bitch, bet you wish your coffee was done. I'm with them. I've been reduced to a regular plebeian. So, yeah, it's not great. I don't love it, but I still won't drink Dunkin' Donuts. Not gonna fucking happen. Nobody holds the door anymore. It's, you know, have you noticed that? I've noticed, probably in the past 4 years, a steady decline of people holding the door. I don't know if it's technology to blame for like melting our brains, or maybe these people are actually mentally handicapped, but I at least twice a day, I see someone coming out of an establishment, and I'm like, you know, you do the little, you know, you kind of like do like the fake run. You're like, okay, got to get there before it goes. And they see you, you lock eyes, they know you are a person, you exist. And it's almost like they don't even put their, it's like, I swear to God, they don't even put their hands on the door. It's like they swing it open, put the hands down at the side, and like slip through as it's sliding, almost to like make an effort to fuck you. It's like, no, I know you need to come in here too, but I'm going to like do everything in my power just to make sure that you have to do like a little more work, just to make sure that like, you know, that I'm a fucking asshole. The other day I was going into the bank and I'm walking up to the thing, and I had to like deal with like a large amount of money, so I couldn't use the ATM. I had to like go to an actual teller. That's a whole fucking thing too. Every fucking time. You ever walk into a bank with a shit ton of money and everyone in there is like, it's like you're on fucking 60 seconds for a fucking interview. They're like, whoa. They're like, so what do you do for work? I'm like, I'm a hitman. Fuck you. That's what I should start doing. I should start anytime
someone asks me a fucking dummy ass question like that, I just should give them a dummy ass answer. Next, you know, what do you do for work? I'm a contract killer. Straight face. Keep a straight face. Look him dead in the eye. What do you even say to that? What the fuck do you say to someone that's like, yeah, I kill people for a living. Here's a bag with $10,000 in it. You do the math. You know where the money came from. yeah, dumb. Bank people, dumb. But anyway, back to the door. I'm not even in the bank yet. I'm walking up to the door, and there's a woman coming out. And, you know, she sees me. She even gives me one of those white people smiles. It's almost like a face. It's like almost like kind of like you're trying to like push out a poop. You know, the white people thing. We all do it. You know, all of us like white people do it to each other. It's kind of like a. It's meant to kind of come across as like an acknowledgement of you as another human being. But what it really comes off as is like, you are disgusting. I can't even believe I'm looking at you. Holy shit. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I wish that you were dead. That's the smile. You know it. So she gives me that, and I reach, she's already come through the door, and I reach my arm out to grab the door, and she like does this. She, like, does this fucking maneuver where she... I swear to God, she ended up spinning in a... Did a full 360 at one point as she came through the door and, like, almost, like, pushed it shut. And I was like, whoa. I was like, are you okay? And she was like, excuse me? I'm like, yeah, are you okay? She's like, yeah, why? I'm like, you just... Never mind. Never mind. Wild, though. Wild. This woman went out of her way to, like, she, like, slam dunked the fucking door shut as I was coming. I don't know if it's the way I look. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but, yeah. Fuck that bitch. But there's a lot of people like that bitch. There's millions of people like that. That just set out into the world every single day with like this like malicious, custy ass attitude. And yeah, I don't have the patience for it. I'll fucking end you. Oh man. I'm in the market for a car. Haven't had a car in a little over a year. It's had its pros and its cons, but it's time. I can't keep doing it the way I've been doing it. about a year ago, I was on my way to a party. In Providence, Rhode Island, it was raining. It was actually, it was like one of the worst storms of the year. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go. Let's do it. I lived about an hour away at the time from where we were going. So I was driving on the highway and whatever. I ended up hydroplaning in the fast lane, losing control, spinning out, and just hit the barrier and just rolled that motherfucker right on it. And I was like, so I'm like, yeah, it happens. And I remember like as I'm like spinning, everything's like in slow motion. And like, you know, most people it's like, oh, your life flashes before your eyes and or you know, like you're so scared. My brain was literally like, wow. What a fucking lame ass way to die.
I'm like, I'm really going to go out like this. I wasn't even going to do anything cool. I was going to go, like, have a couple beers and play fucking Monopoly or something. So dumb. I live, though. For anyone who personally knows me, wouldn't be surprised, but I, like, got out of the car laughing, as I'm told, which it's 100% nail on the head me. But yeah, it's been about a year now, and it's time. And buying a car has to be one of the top five most miserable fucking things that you can do as a human being. Easily. Buying a fucking car. The whole process is like AIDS. The whole fucking thing. Like, just the whole... And I'm, the reason that it has to be in the top five is that it's recurring. Like, it's... You don't just, like... It's not like a one-time thing in life. It's not like, oh, you graduate high school, here's your diploma, and here's your car, and, like, there you go. Now you have your diploma for your life, and you have your car for your life. If you're lucky, I don't know, what, you get 8 to 10 years out of a car? And I know that there's the people that are like, they're like, oh, I have a 1983 BMW that, you know, it has 500,000 miles on it. And I'm like, yeah, I bet. How much fucking work and money and sweat and blood have you had to fucking put into that thing to keep it going? I don't want to have to do that. No one wants to do that unless you're, like, sick and, I don't know, want, like, a, you know, like, an old vintage-y car for, like, a pussy factor. Is that still a thing? Do women get, like, horny for, like, a 1976 Camaro? I don't know. I don't know, because I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but real talk, buying a car, shittiest fucking thing. Going into a dealership, you already know. You're looking at the fucking car, the guy comes over, and he wants to be your best friend. He's like, can I get you anything? Can I get you a cup of coffee? And they got, like, every dealership has, like, the mini water bottles. It's like, let me get you a water. And it's, like, just the tiniest little water. He's like, all right, here you go, buddy. You're looking, pick out the car. You're like, all right, yeah, this one's kind of cool. He's like, all right, cool. I'll go get the keys. Let's take it for a spin. And you're like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And you do it. Everything's great. And, you know, you get to the point when it's like, okay, cool. I think I want this one. And, like, I swear to God, it's like, again, people just setting out to make things, like, just so difficult for you. People at a dealership must wake up and they're like, all right, I got to make the most money possible, but I have to make sure that I, like, make it as hard as possible to give this guy a car. It's fucking incredible that you... The fact that, like, you're like, all right, cool, let's do it. You should just be like, here you go. Call the bank, do the loan thing, and give me the keys. I'll take my bill every month and hopefully have it paid off before the fucking transmission goes. And every single time, they're like, ah, all right, I gotta go upstairs. I gotta go talk to Bob, see what we can do. See what we can do? What the fuck do you have to see? The car's outside. There's a price tag on it. Let's just do it. Let's do that. Let me buy the fucking car. And they're like, yeah. I went a week ago. I went a week ago. And I was trying to buy a 2013 BMW 335i xDrive. Thing was sick as fuck. But... Yeah, you know, I go to set up the test drive. I did it all before I even got there because I already know the fucking games they play. I know how they operate. And they're like, yep, it'll be all set. It'll be right here when you get here. We'll take it for a drive and let's get. They always say this too. Drive off in the car today. I don't think anyone's ever driven off in a fucking car from a deal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've just had bad luck. It's, oh my God. Fuck. Sorry. Anyway, I get there. I go in. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm Ryan. Set up a test drive for the BMW. And they're like, oh, okay. Cowboy's your guy. Let me go get Cowboy. And I'm like, okay, fucking, here we go. Can't wait to see what this guy looks like. They didn't call him Cowboy. Cowboy comes over. He's like, hey, what's up? All right, cool. Just hang tight here. Can I get you a little water? I'm like, yeah, of course. Give me the little water. Drink the little water. And I'm sitting there for like a half hour, sitting at this little table and just waiting. I'm like, what the fuck's the deal? What's going on? And eventually, Mr. Cowboy comes back and he's like, all right, so there's been a bit of a mix-up. And I'm like, here we fucking go. Always something. Well, I'm like, what's going on, Cowboy? What's going on? What's the problem? And he's like, so the car's not here. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, all right, cool, thanks. He's like, yeah, it had a sensor that was broke. It had to get, and I'm like, I'm not even listening. I'm like, all I hear is like, I'm like, I want to go. Get me the fuck out of here. So like, I leave and whatever, and that's that. And like, I ended up going back. I didn't even end up getting the car, but like, I had to go back. A long fucking story, whatever. But like, it's never fun. It's never fucking fun. And it's never, someone needs to set up a smooth type of dealership where you just go in, everything's all set. You know who's doing it like perfectly on every front. Tesla is the future. It really is. A buddy of mine actually just bought one, and he talked about it like a month before getting it, just every single day. He's like, should I do it? Should I get it? Does this? Does that? Basically, like, just he's like, well, I mean, it drives itself, and you never have to go to a gas station again, and you know, like, naming all the positives. I'm like, yep, sounds like the only fucking option that anyone in America should have. It's crazy. It's incredible. A little bit of info on the Tesla. Comes in like a couple different, you know, packages. I mean, they have like expensive models and stuff, but they recently came out with the Model 3 as an affordable option. So you can drive off in a Tesla for like $35,000, which is, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, the hot new Honda Civics and, you know, your Toyota Camrys or whatever. I think that it's about around the same price because car prices just keep going up. So here's the thing with Tesla, though. You know how when it's, you know, you ask like, oh, like, you know, a Honda usually goes for 200,000 miles or, you know, oh, I've gotten 300,000 miles out of my Toyota. Teslas are rated for 1 million miles. 1,000,000 and another fucking zero. 1 million miles. That's insane. On top of the fact, so the frames are rated, so they're made out of like this like crazy, you know, like Elon Musk fucking shit, like space grade, like aluminum or something. They're like what's the word? Fuck, I can't even think. Whatever. They're rated for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. So like, just put that into perspective. Once we all destroy each other because everyone's a fucking retard, we're all gonna end up just blowing each other up at some point. When some remnant like group of like hunter gatherers is like crawling through a desert that used to be like New York City, they're gonna like see a little piece of metal sticking up out of the ground, and they brush the dirt away, and they're like, oh my god, it's a Tesla. I heard about these. And you know what's crazy? The thing would fucking start up. The thing would fucking start up because it like goes in when you're not using it, it goes into sleep mode. The battery won't drain if it's not being used, and it's incredible. It's fantastic. Everyone should have a Tesla. Don't waste your money on anything else. Because on top of that, it's not an engine. It's a motor. It's an electric motor. There's no brakes. I mean, there's brakes for like emergencies and stuff, obviously. But like, you're not using the brake. The car drives itself. It has fucking autopilot. So you're never like wearing down on brakes. You're never, you know, like causing like, you know, like quick shifts and stuff. Like, the car just senses everything. I'm fucking ranting right now. But yeah, whatever. Teslas are great. Where the fuck was I? I don't even know how I got here. Oh my god. Yeah. But I'm still looking for a car. Still looking for one. So after everything I just said, I should probably just buy a Tesla, right? YNW Melly. Let's talk about this guy. So this guy is... All right, first of all, I mean, if you don't know who he is, he's a hip-hop artist. Had like a quick come up, started on SoundCloud in like 2016. Ended up, you know, like the next year, he's like doing stuff with Kanye, or maybe it was this year. I don't know. He's pretty well known now. Mostly for his latest hit, Murder on My Mind, which took the new spot as the white guy with salmon colored shorts and boat shoes anthem to sing at the club. I don't know. you know all those kids. It's just like a bunch of the privileged white kids, but they, you know, it's like it was Sicko Mode, then it was Mo Bamba, and now it's, you know, the next installment is YNW Melly's Murder on My Mind. If you haven't heard this song, it is right here. My name is Whipple Matazine, cause every time I wake up in the morning, I got murder on my mind. AK-47s, Mac-11s, Glocks and 9s, and Audi. When I wake up, I have murder on my mind. So, put that on the back burner. That's going to be important in a minute. But let's continue talking about this guy. And let's continue talking about this guy. I don't know if you've watched the news or anything, or if you've seen, the state of Florida. So he was arrested on murder charges. And he allegedly shot and killed his two best friends and staged it as a drive-by. Wild. I mean, I've like hated some people, you know, like I've like had falling outs with friends, but like I've never been like, I think I'm going to shoot them in the fucking head and then try to cover it up and then just be able to go on living. That's incredible and crazy. And probably what really happened. He says that he didn't. Everything points to yes. The evidence points to his friends being shot while still inside the car, despite the bullet holes that were, you know, allegedly shot after, you know, shot into the car to make it look the way it did. I don't know. Crazy. The state of Florida, as of like 2 days ago, wants this guy to get the death penalty, which is like insane. This guy's gonna be like the first. I mean, like, even like Suge Knight, like back in the day, like Melly has, like, he's gonna be like the first like rapper to like get the fucking chair. And I just think that that's insane. That's so totally wild. I mean, it's also wild what he did. I mean, that's it. I mean, totally crazy. Also, let's just hold on one sec. I had to. So, yeah. All right. So remember I told you to put that, you know, put the name of the song in the back burner, Murder on My Mind. Yeah. Well, he definitely had it on his mind, and I think he definitely killed his friends. And that's not, I don't know, this song, maybe it was foreshadowing. I don't know. I feel like that type of thing, it's like Shmurda syndrome, like Bobby Shmurda. It's like, you know, you rap about stuff like that and give like explicit details. That's what Bobby, like, they, I feel, I'm pretty sure the FBI, like, convicted Bobby Shmurda off of that song. They're like, oh, okay, he says he caught a body. He says it was about a week ago. This is where GS9 hangs. Okay, yeah, we got him. Book him. How can you be so fucking dumb? You're literally like, trust me, I love hip-hop. I love shitty hip-hop. If you know me, you know that's how I roll. But, like, these guys, literally, it's like you might as well just go turn yourself in court and just be like, yeah, give me the sentence. They're just like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But this, the one, all right, one last thing on Mr. Melly. His given name that he was born with, obviously it's not Melly, it's not YNW, which, by the way, I did not know what that stood for, had to like Google it, which comes out to be young, yeah, that word, world, Melly. So I mean, that's what he's going for with that. His given name, ready for this, Jamal Maurice Demons. You can't even fucking make this shit up. Demons. His last name is Demons. I'm reading it right now. Demons. And there's no, like, crazy little symbols or, like, you know, like, you know, the English language. There's no, like, squiggly over the O that would, like, change, like, how it's pronounced. This motherfucker's last name is Demons. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he did it. He did it. Killed his friends. He's a demon. He's hell. He's from hell. Oh, totally crazy. But yeah, that's that. He did it, by the way. No question. I love it though. Not the murdering. The hustle. I love the hustle of rappers. I love the fact that they have found a way to like cheat the system of like, you know, all the people that are like, oh, that's not a real job. You need to, you know, like, you need to have a real job. You need to go to work every single day for 40 hours and get underpaid. And I hope you have a college degree. Fuck off. Shut up. Like, 3/4 of the people that I know that went to high school. Jesus Christ. That went to college and got a degree are not working in the field that they majored in. They did all this work, and it's like, hey, Alicia, how are you a psychiatrist now because you went and got a degree in psychology? And she's like, no, I am a general manager at a PetSmart though. it's fun. And I'm like, yeah, word. Dogs need someone to talk to, too. Dogs have emotions. But yeah, rappers and their hustle. Everyone, if you can find a way to cheat the mainstream world into making as much money as possible, have at it. Have at it. Sell drugs. Start a Ponzi scheme. Be a stripper. I was talking to a stripper friend today, and we were just talking about how she's like, yeah, she's like, I've made $5,000 in a week. That's like six figures. It's incredible. And she's like, all you do, and this is her words, not mine, all you do is stand up there with no shirt on and people give you money. I was like, fuck, I'll do that. I'll fucking do that. I don't know if there's a market for it. I kind of have a little bit of a pear shape. And my skin's kind of pink, but fuck it. I'll do a little dance. I don't know. But yeah, whatever your hustle is, I respect it. And I encourage you to continue doing it. There is one hustle, though. There's one hustle that I will never, ever respect because it's not real. It's not anything. You know what? It is real. I know what you're trying to do. And maybe you do catch a couple. You catch a couple winners. You make a couple bucks. Private fucking Snapchats. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Unreal. The day that a 27-year-old man goes, really want to have sex, but I can't, so I'll jerk off, but I'm gonna pay for it. I'm gonna pay to fucking jerk off. That's, kill me. Someone come take me away. Someone end me there, because that's the day that I have officially lost my goddamn mind. Here's my biggest fucking problem with it is every one of these motherfuckers, you know, they take a picture of their fucking cock, or, you know, they post a video of them. Like, that's the thing too. The content I see is like, can't you just like post a video of you just like fucking someone normal? Like, just like a, hey, here's a video of me having sex. Like, okay, that's cool. It's always like, subscribe now to watch me like shit into a bucket and have Brielle eat it. And then we throw it back up, and then I like put this cucumber in me too. Overboard. And if going back to a hustle, the prices that they charge for this shit, you're fucking yourself over. They're like $20, and you get lifetime access. You're going bankrupt. You're going out of business. Oh my God. Here's the thing, the biggest thing with it. They all rally under like the sex worker thing, the whole like sex worker movement. Now, I respect sex workers tenfold. Like, what you do going out there. I know that I was joking earlier about my friend saying like, oh, it's easy. I having to deal with like, you know, being a stripper, having to deal with like, you know, shitty, like wet, like disgusting men, like just like, ugh. They're like doing anything that you've given them a lap dance. They're like, doing anything they can to, like, move their hips just a, like, littlest bit just so they can, like, rub their dick again. I don't know. More power to you. And on top of the fact, you know, I don't know. Anyone could do anything. People go crazy, you know. Pull out a fucking gun at a strip club, you know. You know, you're walking back to your car. Like, it's, you know, they need to be protected. Those people deserve protection. Even people in porn. People in porn need to be protected. You know, I can't tell you, you know, how many times I've heard about, you know, like, directors and stuff, you know, getting weird and shitty, you know. And it's, yeah, just because they're having sex on camera doesn't mean they want to have sex with you. But these fucking, these, like, Snapchatters and, like, cam people, they're like, oh, yeah, we need safety. We need to be protected, too. From what? You're in your bedroom. You're doing it, you're recording it yourself. I don't understand how you can even rally and call yourself a sex worker. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's, oh, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's dummy. Sorry. That's my thoughts on that whole thing. And sign in now and watch me shit out an apple and, like, fuck myself with, like, a pot from under the sink. Just, like, the most, like, obscure, random, weird, I don't know, to each their own. Everybody likes something. Oh, man. It's kind of a segue into last part. Last thing I'll probably be talking about for today. Grown-ass men and women asking for money on the internet. Yeah. It's an epidemic. I log on daily and I just see someone's little, like, Venmo scan sticker thing. And it's like, hey, send me money because I'm cute. What? Why should I pay? Who in their right mind is actually sending these people? It has to work. It has to work because they wouldn't be fucking stupid enough to do it the amount that I see it. I see it reoccurring. The same habitual offenders too. Same people. You know, every couple days. Friendly reminder. You can send me money on Cash App or Venmo. No reason. I'm able-bodied and I'm the same age as you. I'm in good health. That's the thing too. I'm not talking about fucking, like, oh, here's the GoFundMe for, you know, my grandpa needs an operation and we just lost the house and, like, everyone is dead and I don't know. None of that. Throw money at those if you want. I'm talking about a normal ass, regular, mid to late 20-year-old, you know, yeah, 20 in your 20s, just, like, blatantly coming out, like, yeah, if anyone wants to pay me for nothing, it almost sounds like a joke. It's like those, like, fucking gay shirts that, like, some kids would wear in high school that were, like, you know, buy me a cheeseburger and I'll gladly pay you for it never, or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. You know the guys I'm talking about, too. They're wearing the kids that, like, wore the shirt and they're like, I'm with crazy, and the arrow points, like, up to their fucking head. Dumb shit. That's what I equate fucking asking for money on, like, Twitter and shit too. You're the guy. I'm with idiot. You're the idiot. Just go fucking make money. Just go get money. I don't know if you've sunk this low and like had, if there has to be like some layer of like integrity that you've had to like chisel and break through to get to that point where you're like out there, they're out here begging with their hands out. Digital panhandling. It's they're just the guy on the corner with the I lost my house and my family sign, anything helps, but they are just doing it in a digital age. Digital hobos. Incredible. Totally wild. Well, that's about it, I think. Yeah. That's incredible. I'm new to these. I plan to keep doing them. Hopefully, you enjoyed listening. If not, I guess don't listen again. thanks to everyone that pushed me to do this, and let's see what comes out of it. Talk to you later.